These are the images the White House would have wanted from this trip, projecting unity among allies, solidarity with Ukrainians, and military strength. But what has the trip actually achieved? Let's examine the three objectives that in Brussels President Biden said had now been met.
First was to support Ukraine with military and humanitarian assistance.
That aid has been substantial, but President Zelensky made it clear it was still not enough.
You have at least 20,000 tanks. Ukraine asks for just 1% of all your tanks. Give to us or sell to us. But we do not have a clear answer yet.
Second was to impose the most significant sanctions, economic sanction regime ever, in order to cripple Putin's economy and punish him for his actions.
It breaks my heart.
Again, though, the sanctions don't go as far as the Ukrainians would like. President Zelensky wants Europe to stop all imports of Russian oil and gas.
Third was to fortify the eastern flank of our NATO allies, who were obviously very, very concerned and somewhat worried what would happen.
A former senior NATO official says many extra forces have been deployed very quickly, but that now needs to be turned into a permanent presence.
Of course, the war is ongoing, and you need to have more long-term or certainly medium-term adaptations. And that's what, you know, the summit, extraordinary summit was about, but the results we will know and they've like conclusions we'll find out during the summit in Madrid.
That NATO summit in Madrid in June, likely the next time that President Biden is in Europe. By then, it should be clear whether the aid the Allies have given, which falls short of what President Zelensky wants, was enough for his country to withstand the Russian onslaught. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, Brussels.